This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Welcome. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO,
855-529-7234.
That's it. That's our phone number. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law and having a fun time. Look, we're going to talk this time or this hour about some more divorces going on. We started hour one talking about some really interesting things, got into Joe Jonas's and Hugh Jackman, and Hugh Jackman's divorce. And this time we're going to do the most updated, latest Kevin Costner's divorce. And Denise was very, what she said during the break was very interesting as a family law lawyer. What'd you say? Boy, sir, you didn't say like serves right, but you said basically, yeah, she's learning that she saw the
writing on the wall.
Yeah,
that's what I
said,
right?
But getting the divorce is, I think it shocked her a little more. She thought she was going to get more than she was getting. And I think the divorce is financially
horrible for her.
Harming her much greater than she thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we get into it and why we're saying that. Because I know it sounds like a lot of money. It is. Doesn't sound like it is a lot of money to most of us, or almost all of us listening. But you know, according to generally the law in California, Denise, they have to live a similar lifestyle and a similar lifestyle. The kids do. What the kids' similar lifestyle is going to be, it's not going to be the same with mom than with dad, with what she's going to be paid. And she's going to have to go out and start working. And I think with, you know, this is not like a 4 or 5 year marriage. It was like a 17-year marriage or something like that.
It was 18 years.
18 years.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. And then we're going to go after that. We're going to go and talk about the Utah mom that is, the allegation is she murdered her husband by lacing his drink with fentanyl. We're going to go in and talk about whether or not there should be an age limit with judges or a competency test with judges that are appointed for what? Life. Don't people think that judges they get 6 years for, I mean, that's some states. They have to be reelected, but federal judges are lifetime appointments. Is that good or bad? We're going to talk about that. Then we're back to more divorces. Danny Masterson's wife files for divorce. That's interesting. Ariana Grande files for divorce. And then we're going to get out of the divorce topics and talk about Starbucks and a lawsuit saying they're not fruity enough. We'll figure out what that means. But what we're here for, Cal, what are we here for?
I know what I'm here for, so here we go. Let's give it a shot.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Zachary Freeburger of Flathead Lake, Montana, was a soldier, and he decided he had enough of the Army. So he went AWOL and faked his own drowning at Flathead Lake. The setup occurred when he was on leave just after the Gulf War ended. He ginned up some death documents thanks to a friend who worked in the county clerk's office. The Army paid his life insurance. That was that. He got away with it. His family got the money. That's where it got slightly ridiculous. About 5 years after faking his own death, Zach started missing the military and decided to enlist in the Marine Corps. But he used his old Social Security number, and when it hit the computer, the bells and whistles went off, the red lights went on, and the MPs arrested him. Zach said, "You can't arrest me. The statute of limitations for insurance fraud in Montana is 5 years. You don't have a case against me." The Army said, "We think we might have a case." or no case. Fred Penny, what say you?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Flathead Lake, by the way, is a beautiful lake.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
And that whole area is beautiful. So the family got the money. Did it ever say how much money it was or no?
Half a million.
So for $500,000, 5 years later, he enlists. Did he have a different name? Nope. I assume.
Used all of his
same names?
Everything.
Name?
He was not a bright kid, obviously.
No.
Well, that's pretty obvious. Okay. And the statute, does the statute run after 5 years insurance fraud? And they think no. I have no idea the law or legal issues concerning that, as in the statute of limitations. They are different, and what I don't understand is committing a crime, how long the statute of limitations, whether it can be extended by it being fake or something to that effect. So I'm going to say this is it's clearly a scenario, and he was probably arrested. I'm going to say it's a case, and... God, it's so obvious. That's what bothers me, that he would lose. I'm going to say it's a case, and he wins.
All right, Todd, what do you think about this matter of faking his own death and saying you can't do anything about it?
You said he re-enlisted, and I might have missed something at the beginning. He was in the military?
Army, and then went and enlisted in the Marines. He didn't re-enlist in the Army. He went from the Army where he AWOL'd, went to the Marines to enlist.
So he AWOL'd from the Army?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Well... As far as the statute of limitations argument is concerned, I know that in some cases it has to be, well, the statute of limitations starts running once somebody learns that there has been a wrong. And when it turned out he was not really dead, that's when they learned, oh my gosh, this fraud happened. And so the statute of limitations start going the minute it turns out he's still alive. And they have from that time. So I think he was wrong in how he calculated the statute of limitations, one. And two, I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on being AWOL.
Don't know about
that. out of the military. And remember, it was the military that picked him up. The military is not going to be enforcing Montana law. The military is going to be enforcing their law because the guy went AWOL from the Army. And so I think it's a case and he loses.
Okay, that's fair enough. Denise, what do you think about this? Case or no case?
Well, Todd just stole what I was going to say. So that was a little bit upsetting. That must mean he's wrong. No, I don't know. Let me think.
Let me see if I have any grapes.
Sour ones if you do. Sour grapes if you do.
Oh, Denise has grapes. What do you know?
All right. So let me think about this. I mean, I don't think there is a statute of limitations on AWOL. And you said, does the Army have a case?
No, I said, is there a case or no case? I did not say Army.
Does Army have a case? I wrote that down saying that. That's what I thought you said.
It wasn't a quote, but it was a good idea. Good question.
Well, I think the Army has a case against him for going AWOL. And I think that the insurance company would have a case against him as well. So I think that is a criminal case. And he goes to jail.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So Denise says case, and he goes and he loses. I say case, and for some reason he wins. Todd said no case, right?
No, I said case, and he loses.
And he loses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
oh, you mean I agreed with you?
Yes, you did.
Do you want to change your position?
No, I'll stay there.
All right. Remember, Denise has 2 points at risk here.
Yes,
okay.
I like this.
Now, here's the answer.
Tell me.
True story. Oh. Case is not what you think it was, but there was a case.
Yes.
The Marines obviously did not accept his enlistment. He was court-martialed by the Marines and did some military prison time. His family members were charged with improper receiving of money.
Mm.
None of the money was ever recovered. None of his family members were ever convicted.
So both you guys won?
Yeah.
Yes. You guys got two. I got one because I said there was a case, but he loses and he does jail time. And so forget the statute of limitation thing. That had nothing to do with it.
Well, he got that from Honest Bob, the flathead jailhouse lawyer, who said statute
Honest Bob, the flathead. I like that. Honest Bob, the flathead jailhouse lawyer.
Let me tell you something. As a public defender, running into legal advice when they get their jailhouse lawyer advice is a problem.
All right, we'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're tearing me apart!
Call the show now, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. That's the number for Radio Law Talk.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're back. Christine Barr. Baumgartner, the ex-wife or strange wife of Kevin Costner. We've been following this all along. I think this is a very interesting case and a very interesting divorce. First of all, apparently she's the one that wanted the divorce. I don't know that for sure, but I'm saying it sounds like she's the one that brought the divorce on, or at least she filed it, correct, Denise? She filed
yes.
it. You know, who knows what happened behind the scenes. Maybe he, you know, said, yeah, divorce me, or there was an argument about it, and she just filed first. But the biggest issue is two things. Number one, there was a prenuptial. The courts have basically said, the court, the judge in this case, basically hinted that he was going to uphold the prenuptial. And I think she only got $1 million out of that, or $1.2 million. Whatever it is, he already wrote that check and gave to her. Now, the next fight is the issue of, well, first of all, whether or not that's valid. Because it says in the prenuptial, apparently, if she fights it, then, and she loses, Kevin Costner gets what? His attorney's fees.
Right? Yeah, well, I think it's a mutual statement. It's like the prevailing party
right.
will get attorney's
whatever
fees.
It is. Right,
yeah.
right. And go ahead. So
and
go
she
ahead.
Was and she was asking for pre-trial attorney fees in the amount of $855,000.
Well, pre and post, the $855,000.
No, pre was $855,000. That was to fight the bifurcated issue of the validity of the prenuptial agreement.
Okay.
And he's like, you've only spent $314,000. How in the world do you need $855,000 for attorney fees to prepare for a partial trial?
And so she said, and her attorneys told the judge, the $541,887 is to cover future legal bills, is what they said.
Yeah, but this is, yeah, future legal bills, I get
right.
that, because there's going to be, in essence, two
right.
trials.
Right.
Right? There'll be a trial on the validity of the prenuptial, and then potentially a trial on the remaining issues.
Right, right.
Right? So, but I can't, my head cannot get around that number.
Especially this short of a time. It hasn't been going on very long.
She filed in May.
Yeah, that's
she
like,
filed in May. We're talking about what, 4 months?
But you know what though? His people argue that he spent in attorney's fees $644,000 in attorney's fees.
He spent 2-1. That's
yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
true.
That's crazy.
And yes, and
Denise, why aren't you charging enough, Denise?
Well, first of all, I'm not $800 an hour. You know, I'm a different amount.
And those big high pro, I'm sure they have a number of lawyers working on it. It's not one lawyer. They probably got three lawyers working on those.
They probably have a team of 6 or 7
right.
lawyers working on it.
Right.
And you remember that a lot of this has been spun in the media. And so there may be lawyers purposely making arguments that are getting into the media to help shape the case, or for a psych, you know, to psych the other side out.
Right.
But what I can't believe, I mean, I'm really shocked by this. Initially, she was given, the judge ordered $126,000 in child support. And recently, the judge said, well, this is just, and she was asking for $215,000.
So, right.
And the judge said, you know what, this is just disguised spousal support.
Ooh,
and I can't give you spousal support because we have to try the prenuptial agreement before I can determine
right.
whether or not you've waived spousal support. And he reduced that amount of child support down to $63,000. $63,000. I mean, honestly, that was a shock for me, because I thought it would be, I think in the beginning, I thought it was going to be like 100 and I was close. It was like 145 or something like
right.
that I thought. And so this judge said, you know, this is just going to be spouse support, and you're going to benefit from this. Your children don't need this, and this is literally only for child support. You know,
and why do you say that, Denise? And Denise, I want you to back up, because I'm going to quiz you as a family law attorney. The reason is because the children, generally speaking, in most states or many of the states, will say they need to live the same basic life that they had before the divorce. And they live in a home that is probably a $90,000 a month home. Kevin,
if it was rented,
if it was rented,
yes,
it was probably about an $80,000-$90,000 a month home. She's living in a $40,000 a month home, so I think she was thinking that she would get enough money to for a $90,000+ home, and so that's. What? And that's why one of you, everyone's thinking, oh, $63,000 a month, oh, boo-hoo. She's in a $40,000 a month property.
That means she's got $23,000 a month to support the children.
Right.
And that it may not afford them the same lifestyle as they would have with Kevin Costner.
Now, here, can I sum it?
Maybe.
Here's an interesting thing that I did not know. But the court not only ordered that, but the court ordered that Kevin Costner, though, over and above the $63,000, go ahead, Denise.
He's got it has to pay for their private schooling.
Private schooling, health care, extracurricular activities, yeah. And the oldest son's car expenses.
Yeah, which makes sense because he is definitely the higher earner.
Right.
In this case, too, you have to remember that they look at the relationship between the higher earner and the lower earner and the percentage of time they spend with the children, and they look at a lot of factors. But Kevin Costner could say, look, I'm an admittedly high earner, so now it kind of shifts the burden on just the needs of the children rather than it being a percentage of what he earns.
Okay, so now this is September.
So it may be non-guideline is
right.
My point.
So this is September 16th. Something happened September 19th, which is Thursday. Is that this Thursday?
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what bombshell happened on Thursday, September, I think it's Thursday.
It wasn't Thursday.
September 19th. We're not going to tell you yet. Hang on. It's a bombshell.
It's Tuesday.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. Live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. Pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You
USA News Update. The California Supreme Court has ruled that a person cannot be detained for trying to avoid cops because that doesn't constitute a crime. The case was brought by a man from Los Angeles who was detained on suspicion of illegal activity when he crouched down behind a car as cops approached. The police officers union calls the ruling out of touch. May the force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. But this unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate from a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain when Margaret Thatcher became the country's first female prime minister. To mark her victory, her party placed an ad in the London Evening News that read, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." This catchy pun has since become the unofficial greeting for Star Wars fans on this day. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
That's true.
Now back to the show, Radio Law Talk. Here's your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, we told you about a bombshell that's going to be dropped on the Kevin Costner divorce case and Christine Baumgartner and Denise. We're wrong. September 19th is a Tuesday, so a few days ago. What was announced, Denise?
After all this acrimony, they settled the case.
Yes.
We only know a few things. We know that she is getting more than what the prenup would have given her. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. We don't know too much more.
We don't
know whether or not there's going to be more in child support. We don't know whether or not, you know, she's going to get other benefits. But we do know that they settled it. And this, the sad part of this, you guys, is that Costner's not happy. You know, he's still grieving his marriage, and that happens. And that's kind of the moral of the story about divorces, is it's a living, breathing marriage.
Right.
It's like an entity of its own, and when it ends, you grieve.
Well, and only that, when there's children under 18, you still kind of stuck with it. And not only that, even after that, you're getting together for events.
Weddings and
how does births. I'm just curious. So he has three kids from his first wife. And then he has one from another individual lady, and I think his name is Nick. Nick, I believe. And then he's got three from Baumgartner. What? And again, I haven't been divorced. I don't know, with kids, that is. I know people are divorced, but they don't have kids. How does Christmas and Thanksgiving work? You know, if when you have three from the first marriage, one from another wasn't a marriage, but another person, and then three from the other marriage. How does that work?
You get together as family.
But do you get together, or do you like, okay, we're going to do Christmas this day on this one, Christmas the next day on this one, and how do
you... Let me tell you...
I'm the one that can speak to this, you guys, because I have halves, exes,
right.
steps, right. I have the whole gamut.
Right.
You get together as a family. You have to work it out.
Okay.
You have, if the ex-wives have to work with the new wives, and, I mean, if you really want to make it work for the kids and for the kids' kids, your grandchildren... You just got to work it out.
You know, my first Christmas after I was married, this is back in 2002.
After you divorced or married?
This is when I was married. It was the first Christmas after we got married. My ex-wife's parents were divorced, and her dad had since deceased after remarrying. And here was the Christmas that we had in Miami. It was me, my wife, our daughter, her sister, her sister's husband, her mom, her stepmom, and her half sister by that, all together. Wow. And you know what?
It was nice.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
It was people that could put it all behind them and get along and do stuff like that.
I don't know that this Christmas time Miss Baumgartner and Kevin are gonna hang out together at Christmas.
No,
time.
I don't think that they will. It takes time for them to heal, to get over that. And it takes feelings to change because, you know, Costner's still in love with his wife. And it's really sad, but it's true. And when you have a broken heart like that, it does take a while because you have to get away from each other so that your hormones or whatever those pheromones or whatever
go. Oh, we got hormones going now.
Yeah.
Okay. Cal.
Do you think that's why he's fighting so hard because of his affection for, I mean, this seems counterintuitive. Yeah, he loves his wife and they're just going loggerheads like a couple of bison out on the plains here.
Well, I think the reason that it was such a big fight was because he did have a prenuptial agreement and he had to enforce that. If he didn't enforce that, it would have been, it was so much worse for him.
Real nightmare, huh?
She was
the one essentially that was picking the fight because, if I'm correct, the terms of the prenup were that she'd walk away with $1.5 million. But not if she challenged it and lost, and there would be issues there. And all we know now is that they have settled and she's walking away with more than $1.5 million. How much more, we don't know. We don't know about who's going to cover whose legal fees or what's going to happen.
Well, she dropped her request for the $855,000. We do know that.
She dropped
that was part of the settlement.
Well, dropping the request for the $855,000, I get, because $541,000 of that was anticipated future expenses,
correct,
which she's not going to incur. But who's going to pay the $314,000 that she had?
I'm sure he did. Or she did after he paid her... money, one way or the other.
I think to get the settlement, I believe that attorney fees had to be offered to the other attorneys so they could buy in. I mean, I'm cynical.
But do they ever get just tired of fighting and say, okay, whatever it takes, let's settle it, I'm going to walk
sometimes
away? Does that happen?
Yes.
I can see that. Well,
especially when you have children. I believe that.
Let's
Cal. You
let's
buy your peace.
Yeah. All right. The recent, this is, I know Cal doesn't, I haven't told him this. There is something that is just popped up. Lawsuits, and because the reason I said we've talked about this in lawsuits with last week about burger chains, the big chains.
Stand by. Here we go.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
With the news, Frederick Pennant.
Yeah, this is the latest. The latest is there is lawsuits, a number of lawsuits popping up against fast food restaurant chains, the big ones, such as Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, and we talked about, I believe, the Arby's one, where, and it's all of them are getting hit, saying what the picture depicted in the food is not the food we're getting. And so there's more popping up on this, and it's kind of an explosion. It's taken off. And so we're going to see what happens. We're going to follow those along as we go.
I wonder.
I know why she settled.
Why? Oh, we're back. Okay.
I know why he settled.
Burger, they want a burger.
Just hit me. No, he's got all of this money that he's going to be making, and he's got to be away from the kids. And if she has to go to work, which she said she was going to go to work because she couldn't live on $62,000, then he was going to have to pay for a nanny. So now he doesn't have to pay for a nanny. So she's at least got something to live on so she could take care of the kids full time.
So you're thinking that Kevin Costner is paying her more monthly fee instead of like cash. Like, I'm going to pay you so much more per month to live.
Or just gave her enough cash to live on for...
I think it'd be smarter to I'll pay you so much per month for so many years, so that way it's not all blown on.
Yeah,
because he said he's worried about her plastic surgery, using her on plastic surgery.
I mean, let's say he says, well, look, if she has to go back to work, I'm going to have to pay, I don't know, $10,000, $15,000 a month for a nanny.
Right.
$15,000 a month. Well, why don't I let the kids be with their mom, who I think is far better to be a caretaker than a nanny.
Right.
And just pay an extra $15,000 or $20,000, and that way we take the nanny out of it. We don't have some third party raising our kids. There you go.
But yeah, technically, though, he does not have to pay for a nanny if it's during her time period.
No, yes, he does. It's daycare. And daycare, work-related daycare. Okay. That's the law. Work-related daycare is one half each.
Got it.
Or it could be that he talked to his kids and he looked at her and said, you know what, at the end of the day, I have more money than I know what to do with, and if we'll make the fight go away, that's got to be impacting everybody here, let's just get it done.
Well, I can see Kevin going, my kids I love to death, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure they're okay and
yes,
taken care of.
I see that.
But what he is worried about, and that's at least according to the documents they filed, that she's going to take this money for the children and spend it on other stuff, including plastic surgery. And by the way, I've seen divorced couples that I know from wealthy individuals that's the wife. I'm sure it happens both ways, but in this case, the wife did. The kids would like, we have cavities. She didn't go take them to the dentist, and he would have to take them to the dentist and pay for it because they're supposed to pay 50-50. She wouldn't, oh, no, you don't need it. You know, that's the issue.
So this prenup, the $1.5 million, and now she's getting more than that, that would have covered any ongoing spousal support, right? I mean, this was for this. Now,
right.
If she was able to invalidate the prenuptial agreement, I see from his perspective, look, this is an 18-year marriage, so there's no cap. I mean, we're going to have to keep fighting for years to come over the appropriate spousal support amount as she's trying to get back on her feet and go to work, and how much is it going to be? And this is just never going to end.
But the judge already telegraphed and said he's more than likely going to uphold prenup. He said he came out.
Well, because it looked on its face, on the four corners of the document, it looked valid, for sure. But I think there's another possibility, and that is maybe he bought her a house. Maybe he bought her a house that was going to be left to the kids, even.
Right.
And then she wouldn't have the $40,000 a month, right?
That would be smarter.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the kids, the house. That's smart, Denise.
Yes, thank you.
You should have been the mediator.
$800 an hour for free, guys.
All
You're
right.
getting those without
we
a
come
free.
Back. We're going to talk about the Utah children's book author being accused of lacing her husband's drink with fentanyl. We'll be back.
I love you, honey. Drink this deeply. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks. And, of course, the most important part, you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am big.
Show me the money.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So, Corey Richens lives in an area in Utah called Camas, Utah, that general area in the Heber Valley, which I have been to many times. By the way, is a beautiful, beautiful area of Utah, right next to Park City, where all the ski resorts are. Corey Richens is a real estate agent, and her husband are married. They've got three kids, I believe, and she's an attractive woman, and she is allegedly and being prosecuted for lacing her husband's whiskey drink of some sort in the evening with fentanyl, and he overdoses and dies on it, dies from it. And we're not going to go through all the evidence. We've gone, go look at our old shows. We've talked about that. She's now in jail awaiting her, Todd, it's the trial already. It's the trial they're awaiting?
Yeah, they're waiting for trial. They had the preliminary hearing.
Right.
She was held to answer, okay, there's going to be a trial on it. And so she's being held in custody pending the trial.
And so what's happened is, in while you're in jail, you've got to be very careful what you say, do. Everything's recorded, and there's rules and regulations. They can, this search and seizure stuff, it doesn't apply necessarily in jails. And so there's two things she has done. Number one, her mom has come in to see her, and she has held up a written note or letter up against the glass, and they saw it on video, and the mom read it, and basically read it, don't say anything, read it to themselves, and then they can't find that. Apparently she ripped it up or did something with it.
She probably ate it.
Yeah, there's that. And then the second thing they found, when they're going through her stuff, they found a letter. And this letter is about 6, 7, 8 pages long. And the prosecutors want to be able to use this. And this is Summit County. And apparently it was to her mother, Lisa Darden. But the argument is from Miss Richens, who's in jail, that no, it was to my attorney and said attorney-client privilege on the envelope. But they opened it and took it, and it said basically, tell brother that, you know, to testify falsely is basically what, in essence, is trying to say. And basically she's tampering with witnesses. And the issue is going to be now, the latest is that going to be able to be admissible and used against her? Now, given all that, the most interesting thing that I saw in there, and let me see if you guys caught it. I'm gonna quiz you guys. What is the most interesting thing that she asked her mom for? She's in jail. Maybe go prison the rest of her life. What did she want?
What the most interesting thing she asked her mother for?
Yeah. This little thing that she, I need this. You need to get this for me.
I mean, look.
Teeth whitening strips.
Oh.
I just saw you guys. I need to catch that. That's the first thing I caught. She asked for teeth whitening strips. I need my teeth whitening strips while I'm in jail here. I'm like, okay, that's the last thing that I would like to.
She wants to look good in her trial, Fred.
Maybe that's the case. I don't know. So, but anyway, the defense is arguing that's an illegal search because the documents were stored in an envelope titled Sky Lazaro, who is her attorney, I think is her attorney, and they're saying it's attorney-client privilege. So we'll see what happens. Now, Todd, I'm going to turn to Todd as a prosecutor and public defender. What's the rule about attorney-client privilege when you're in the process or act of doing something illegal? Isn't it true there's no attorney-client privilege?
Well,
I don't know.
They lose, first, there's a question about privilege. If there's no privilege, if the client says something and they're asking an attorney to help them commit a crime,
right? That's what
I was thinking. So if it's in the commission of a crime or it's going to adversely affect, harm somebody else physically, like somebody's going to die as a result of this, it's a question about whether or not the attorney has the duty to turn it over. That's not the issue here.
Right.
The issue is whether or not the law enforcement can get into that envelope that is clearly marked attorney-client privilege, and they don't know what the contents of the letter are when they're looking at the envelope on the outside. And so I think that there's going to be some questions. I don't know if they have video of the cell. Maybe she got a letter from somebody else and put it in there. Was the letter addressed to the attorney, or was it a letter from the attorney, right, saying attorney-client privilege? And if she put a letter that she drafted in the envelope that the attorney sent to her, well, clearly this is not outgoing mail. This is
right.
Ingoing. You're trying
different
to hide
story.
It in an envelope. Different story. So there's a lot that needs to be fleshed out. I will say this, that if for some reason the judge decides that law enforcement getting a hold of this letter did not violate the attorney-client privilege, this is not good evidence for her, because not only does it look like it's witness tampering, there's this thing called consciousness of guilt that is associated with any fabrication or lie that a defendant may tell. And the prosecution's going to argue, look, the fact that she's trying to get somebody to say something that is not true is consciousness of her guilt that she's the one who did it.
Right.
And it's going to come in because she's also a party opponent in this matter. So normal hearsay rules that would keep this out are not going to apply to a statement she made.
And that letter is evidence of a crime. And you said yourself, if if you have evidence of crime, you can't give it to your attorney to protect yourself from that crime. The attorney-client privilege is not designed to protect evidence of a crime.
Now, and they would need to know. I guess the question here is, what did law enforcement know about the contents of that letter before they opened up that envelope that said attorney-client privilege? Because
you can write that. Doesn't mean it is, you know.
That's the point, because they can't open the envelope if it is attorney-client privilege documents,
well,
right?
Well, that's what she should have done, is licked the envelope and said say her attorney's Fred Penny, to Fred Penny. Personal and confidential. And if that's a different story. But don't forget, inside there was the letter to her mom, not to the attorney.
Well, but it was addressed to attorney. Right. It said attorney-client privilege on it.
It's similar to me to this scenario. Nobody doubts that there is an illegality, for example, to have a pound of methamphetamine in your vehicle. The question is whether or not the officers, before finding it, had a reason justified under the Fourth Amendment to get into the vehicle so they could discover the illegality. If they can't, then it shouldn't be used.
But when you're in jail, though.
But the same thing is true here. In jail, you have a reduced amount of protection under the Fourth Amendment. However, when it comes to attorney-client communication, it is still there. I mean, that's Sixth Amendment right to counsel. And if they violated that to find the evidence, no matter how illegal it might be, they've got a problem.
I want to watch this. I really do. I'm interested in this.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that she wrote on the envelope the name, just the name of the lawyer and
attorney privilege.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe they shouldn't have touched it. But then can they get a warrant for that, I guess? I don't know.
They can't unring the bell. That's the fruit of the poisonous tree.
Well, if they did get a warrant for it, if we were able to go back in time, I think that they would try to get a warrant for it, and they might seek a special master, not investigator, a special master to come in and say, look, we think this has something that's not attorney-client related. We'll have the special master look at it, and the special master is either going to say, yeah, this is attorney-client related, you can't have it. Or, yeah, this had nothing to do with attorney-client.
Yeah, to your mom, because it was to her mom.
And,
right?
And then they do get it. So
yeah, that's the best way to do it. They should have done it that way. And I don't know.
Yeah.
What we're going to talk about, again, we don't have a lot of time left. When we come back, hour three to Radio Law Talk, is a judge at 96. Should there be a certain age limit of judges? And is that age discrimination where a judge should be removed? Because judges are making very important decisions. We're going to talk about that in this case that is really bringing that to the forefront when we come back.
Stay tuned for hour number three of Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after the top of the next hour. We'll have it live on many great local radio stations and always live at RadioLawTalk.com. Ironically, you just press the Listen Live button and you'll hear the whole thing. Radio Law Talk.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. others, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.